part of the cattle are to source, the deer the cattle probably will get. It's also the end consumer. Like, these cattle have got to get to Indonesia and got to go through the ASCAS supply chain and got to come out of a meatworks and end up as meat over there. So as long as the Indonesians are prepared to pay for them, I suppose the prices will be around.
As you say, the cattle for the export market are getting harder to source. What kind of weight range is making $3 a kilo at the moment?
At the moment, it is that traditional weight range, that 280 to 350 kilos. There has, last shipment that was sent out of Townsville, they were able to drop their weights a little bit back down, which helped with supply. And I would assume that that's probably going to happen over the coming months to be able to fill the 200,000 head quota to go into Indonesia.
Have you seen a drop over the last few weeks in the number of cattle coming through suitable for the export market?
Yeah, definitely. With the seasonal conditions here deteriorating all across North Queensland and down into Central Queensland, the cattle are just holding up at the moment, but we're starting to see them deteriorate and go backwards a little bit in condition, which is not helping, definitely.
With the condition of the cattle dropping off, do you see prices still being pushed higher?
Yeah, I do, because of the supply and demand thing. Unfortunately, our market's governed by supply and demand across Australia. With the supply dropping off and the demand still being there, I would assume that prices would go up, which does tend to give producers the opportunity at those sort of prices to be able to feed on the side, whether it be molasses or a grain supplement, to help those cattle continue to keep their condition and get to the required weight range.
So then here's the big ticket question. How high could they go before Christmas?
Now that's as long as a piece of string, mate. That is very undeterminable. I suppose it depends on the Australian dollar and how big the demand is. At the moment, $3 a kilo is terrific money. And if someone's holding out waiting for more money, my suggestion to them is you'll probably never see $3 again. Why not take a bit of it? I've been in this industry for 14 years and I've never seen cattle at $3 a kilo.
With those prices hitting $3 a kilo, are exporters starting to travel further afield?
Oh, definitely, definitely. There's no two ways. Like, we're now starting to drag cattle back out of Central Queensland again, which we haven't been doing for 6 months. So the cattle are travelling further now to get to the export because of the way the market is. I would assume that other countries are probably starting to look to other areas on the price, maybe a Brazil or an India, to actually start to fill a bit of their supply a little bit, because our price is probably getting up there, but that's definitely only an assumption.